Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to work our way through the names of God. Today, we're going to look at Romans 11, 26 through 27. Listen to the name as I read the passage. Here it is. The Deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob, and this will be a covenant with them when I take away their sins. The Deliverer. As we've seen in our study of the names of God, Jesus is portrayed in a variety of ways, with many different names. Sometimes the names are personal, characterizing the intimate relationship that Jesus has with those who follow him. Sometimes names express the work of Jesus with a particular group of people. Well, in today's passage, Paul quotes from Isaiah 59, 20 and 21 to describe Jesus' second coming. Before Jesus comes again, the world will experience chaos like never before. The Bible describes the time of great tribulation that will be the beginning of the end. And those living in that terrible time will need a deliverer. Jesus will come to rapture believers from the tribulation and then come again at the end of the tribulation for a final deliverance of all who trust in him. Regardless of your eschatology, regardless of how you think things will end, Jesus will always be, he always is, the deliverer. There are those who like to debate the timeline of end times, and for sure this is an important discussion and study. But regardless of what you believe, we can all agree on that point, right? That Jesus will come to deliver us for eternity. On that day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Now, here's the most important question in this discussion. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? When he returns, however he returns, whatever the timeline is, when he returns, will you know him as your personal deliverer? Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to die for me. Thank you for bearing my sins in your body on the cross. Thank you for delivering me from sins and placing me in an eternal relationship with the Heavenly Father. Thank you for being my deliverer. And I thank you and pray in your name. Amen.